Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Rain. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Rain. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
I am located near Reading, Southeast Pennsylvania. This is November 3, Alpha Oscar Foxtrot. Anyone out there listening?
KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KDAVA Mobile.
KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KDAVA listening.
KDAVA, KCDUA.
Hey Rick, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Having a pretty good day. Got a couple of projects completed. Actually designed, I know you guys do a lot of 3D printing, but first time I've ever actually just made something and printed it. I usually go, like, download something that already someone else made. And so I just went into Tinkercad and built a little case for my HT so that I got, like, one of those cell phone holders that clip to the vent in your car. And any time I tried to clamp my HT into that, it was right at the height where the push-to-talk button was. So I just printed a kind of a case to go around the HT to clamp into that holder, and then I just slide the HT into it. So I was pretty happy with that. It turned out okay. I'm going to do a side piece to it so I can clip my mic to the side of it now, but that was good. Also, kind of like I said on the net last night, I was working on the OP25, which is the P25 decoder to listen to, like, the local 911 and police and stuff. That went good. So, good projects. Beautiful day out today, too. So, all things considered, pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Yeah, so P25 is very interesting. There's encryption on a lot of stuff that you can't hear everything. So, we do have P25 and VHF on the 2 meters in the area here, so that is interesting. I do have one P25 handheld.
Well, that's great. I've never actually even thought about it for, like, the ham stuff. I just knew that the, can't remember what it stands for, MSPCS, the Michigan State Public Safety System or something like that. Anyways, they use it, so I was listening to Space 2, and so there is some encrypted stuff on there, but the OP25 can just ignore that, but you still get 911 calls, some police tactical things, MMR, fire dispatch, a lot of that stuff is coming through unencrypted and able to listen to.
Yeah, it's fun. I get a couple of those dongles myself, and it's interesting to use them, that's for sure.
I tell you, though, I don't know where I'd be without AI helping me, because these programs, like OP25, they weren't written for the latest versions of Linux and the latest versions of Python, so a lot of the programming is old, and I am not good at that. And so, of course, I installed the latest version of Ubuntu, LTS, and, you know, the program doesn't work at all because it's expecting something older. And so what's great is you just kind of copy the error codes into ChatGPT, and it'll say, here's where the error is, try changing this file to do these things, and after 5 or 6 rounds of that, it is brilliant. It is a very, very good partner to troubleshoot with that kind of stuff. It understands programming really, really well. So grateful I was able to use that to help get some of that stuff up and running, because without it, I probably would be lost.
Well, I hear you there. I hear you there. There's a lot of good stuff on YouTube, too, that helps out in some cases. Yep, but Ubuntu, I think this year is supposed to have been updated again. Another long-term release was supposed to have been done.
Yeah, I know they have, so their LTS ones typically last a while, but I want to say they do it per year. 26, I think, is the latest, which I think means 2026. I could be wrong, but that's the one I installed.
1700 hours.
Yeah, so LTS, that's a long-term service for 26, and so generally that means it'll be good for 4 years before there's another long-term release.
Yeah, and that's fine with me. I honestly, I'm not looking for this particular project and this machine. I wasn't really looking for the extra features that come with all the new releases. I just wanted to make sure it got security patches and stayed up to date that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to keep up with, that's for sure. And I'll tell you, unless you specialize in a certain area, I don't think you can keep up.
Tell me about it. Trying to, just in the cybersecurity world, that's what I do for my job. And every day you just come in lost and go, what is completely upending the world today?
Yep, yep. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to create attacks and everything else. I know that that when I worked at consumers, the system was always under attack, and they always had all kinds of attacks and so forth every day, thousands of attacks. And when people create bots to do that, it just makes a mess of things. So you constantly got to be on your toes.
Yeah, I get a lot of people asking me, you know, how I see AI and security, and the truth of the matter is in really any industry, but security, the end result can only really be one thing, and that's AI fighting AI. You just have different people controlling it, you know, and it kind of reminds me of the old Jetsons cartoons where they'd go to see, like, a football game, and it was just robots fighting each other, and you just watch. I feel like that's where we're at. You know, I've got AI systems I put in place to help combat email phishing, where it kind of looks like behavioral analysis patterns of email and determines whether it's phishing or not. But those phishing emails were likely sent with an AI toolkit to help write the phishing emails and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, AI fighting AI. That's really the only end goal here.
And that's only as good as the people that program the AI for it to pick things up. And so any errors in the programming or errors that get passed on. So that would not be good. TCPOA.
KDADA for ID. Yeah, actually, Microsoft came into Dow once to do kind of a little presentation about AI, Copilot specifically, but AI, and they told an interesting story of how they had asked AI to generate a PowerPoint deck that included what a typical-looking CEO in America would look like. And it was interesting because it was an African-American female, which statistically we know is not the typical-looking CEO, not arguing right or wrong about that. It's just that wasn't it. So they're like, well, why did it come up with this? Why did it come up with an African-American female as a typical American CEO? And what they did is they started looking at news articles that have been posted in the last 5 years. And what's interesting is in an attempt to not appear biased, a lot of news agencies, when they use stock footage, they would talk about CEOs, but they would post minorities or post females or post things like that because they didn't always want it to be a white male. And since Copilot was trained on, you know, the internet, it looks at all these articles about CEOs and go, oh, this is what a typical American CEO looks like. So in an attempt to avoid a bias, it actually created a bias It was a really interesting takeaway for me. I'd never thought of it that way.
Well, very interesting. This morning we have a weekly devotional we do, with three of us that do it every week. Others are welcome to join, but we do the weekly devotional. And this morning we were talking about some things, and one of the guys went to use AI to try to get his answer. And I said, yeah, be careful how you craft a question, you know, and so forth. And so, of course, AI came back, and it gave him a bunch of information and everything else. And this is, that's not the real answer there, because the question wasn't crafted right. And I says, you got to ask it. We were talking about people getting registered to vote automatically when they did a change of address. And so that was the question he needed to ask. Well, he asked when they pulled their driver's license and they have an opportunity to opt out. But when they had change of address, it automatically registered them to vote.
Yeah, how you iteratively ask questions is... So AI, it's funny because a lot of people use it like a search engine, and it wasn't really designed that way. You know, it's like, I just want to get a piece of information, so they ask AI. But that's... AI was designed to be conversational, to iterate, to kind of continually refine what you're trying to ask for. And so if you use it to just get search results, it does tend to be a little bit assumptive. It tries to assume what you mean. And I vaguely remember a story, I can't remember when it was, maybe earlier this year, I think, where some press release from the government included a Bible verse that didn't actually exist. It was just quoting a chapter and verse of a book, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was actually, the AI was looking at, I think, a movie quote where that happened, but it wasn't actually a real Bible verse. So yeah, I agree, you got to be a little bit careful with that, and usually got to prompt it with, you know, don't make anything up, cite your sources, make sure it's grounded in fact, you know, that kind of stuff. Even then, it's not 100%.
Yep, I hear that. I like the cite your sources. I think that'd be one thing to include in when you're doing an inquiry. Always to cite your sources, and I think that'd be very important. KCAVOA, KCYVF might be in there any time now.
KCAYVF.
Hey, Ron, go ahead.
Good evening, guys. Just turned on the radio. Didn't hear much of the conversation. Headed home from work here, so just trying to get out of my road out on the M81, which is sometimes a challenge. Who do we have? I got Rick in there. Who else is in here?
Aaron, KD8AVA.
All right, Aaron. Yeah, good. I'm glad you're in there. So turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Well, happy end of work day to you. Yeah, we were talking about 3D printing and AI and P25 modulation. So really kind of went all over the board there. But yeah, no, I'm sitting waiting to pick up my daughter from her swim practice and just kind of hanging out. Wanted to test the radio since I had to reinstall it after I was 3D printing a case for the HT. And I won't rehash everything I did, but it was essentially the first time I designed something and then printed it, so I was kind of excited about that. It opens up a whole lot of new possibilities. I think Tinkercad's a great tool, very simple. I'm sure there's plenty more complicated ones out there, but I enjoyed trying to use that last night.
All right, Rick, I think it's back over to you there, but yeah, good on the Tinkercad and the 3D printing. That's about what I use.
I was going to ask Aaron what kind of printer he's got. KCADOA.
So the printer I have is an old one that actually a guy who owns the Crazy Quarters Arcade in Bay City gave me because he was upgrading all of his. It's a LotMax Shark, which is, it's a dual filament printer, but I can never get both of them working at the same time, so it's essentially a single filament printer. I've tried, and I failed, so I'm fine with it for right now. If I want to get into it more, I'll probably get one of the, I think I've heard KLT and Bamboo are good ones. Ron, I know you do a ton of it, so you probably got some good advice on that. Over to you, Katie at ABA.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. Yeah, I've got a Bamboo P1S that I bought about 2 years ago, and an A1 that I bought before last Christmas, I think it was or so, and that's what I've got. So Bamboo's got the AMS, so it's got four color capability, although I don't print much multicolor. I print different color parts that go together to make a multicolor piece, but yeah, not a lot of multicolor items just because it wastes so much filament for what you get sometimes. And in the A1 I got, I used kind of for one-off single color stuff. I didn't get the AMS for that, just single color. Does my prototypes and things like that, a lot of things. I will use that one for testing and that. But yeah, I've made a few things off in Tinkercad. Fixed a few parts around the house, made some, nothing really from scratch I'm working on. The next thing is my grandson needs new, he's got a little small drone and he needs the propeller guards, and the ones that he has or had with it, whatever, are too flimsy, break off, so he's tasked Grandpa with making him new propeller guards, and I found one that is almost the same that somebody designed online, but now I'm going to have to go back with the STL file and see if I can modify the piece that goes on to the drone, because his are round and these are not, so they're a little oblong, so I'm going to have to try and modify those when I get some time, but I am here today and tomorrow, and then Wednesday morning about 9 a.m., I am headed out on the motorcycle down to a trip to Ohio for 6 days. So no time then. I'll be back Sunday, later Sunday afternoon, before Labor Day there. So I guess over to you, Rick. Go ahead.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah, my understanding is Target has got the Bamboo Labs A1 in stock. That's what I heard on online from Shep, who is a local, he's here in the state. He has a 3D print. He does on there, and he does electronics too. So he indicated that they had those. I have a Prusa Mini. I have a Prusa MK4. And I have Elegoo Centuri Carbon. Older boy tried to get me to upgrade to the multicolor, and I said, no, I'm not interested in that because it goes through so much filament. I was kind of holding out for a unit that had tool changers on it, so I didn't have to use so much filament. So I'm kind of waiting for the bugs to get worked out of tool changers, and then I'll be thinking about it then. With that, I'll turn it back over to Aaron, KCBOA.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. I was just thinking about is there a way, and maybe not, but like all of the wasted filament that you guys are talking about, you know, I see that quite a bit. I had actually 3 failed prints because my filament just got tangled on the spool, and you just think about how much that wastes. Is that, I wonder if there's a way to like melt that down and turn it back into a filament again that you can use. Seems like that would be possible if it can be melted again and then just formed back into a 3D printer filament. I had thought about, instead of doing multicolor stuff, just getting some of the filament that's multicolor. You know, it's like got all the different shades of gray or metallic or colors to it. I've seen a lot of that stuff at like craft shows, card shows, where people 3D print dragons or different things that just kind of look like they're multiple colors, but I think they just use like a multicolor filament for it. Anyways, I'll turn it over to you, Ron, KC8YVF, KD8ABN.
Well, I have some of that filament. I've printed some of the dragons and such for the grandkids. And, yeah, that works out pretty good on any of those. I printed PLA, PETG, ABS, the carbon fiber stuff, ASA. I'm going to probably get into some nylon. I want to experiment with that because I've got an enclosed printer, plus I added a chamber heater to it and filtration system internal into it, which are automatic. They kick on when they get to a certain temperature level and that. But yeah, you can do that with the color. And yeah, I'm looking at a tool changer too. Waiting to see what they're going to have for Christmas. After that, I'm looking basically at probably the Snapmaker U1 being kind of the least expensive. I wanted to kind of stay in the bamboo architecture, but it looks like their next printer coming out in November, rumored, is going to be a 10-head tool changer. I don't need 10 heads, and rumored price is going to be upwards around $3,500 to $4,000. So that's fine if you're running a print shop, but it's not a consumer-level printer. And yeah, if you get into the tool changers, you waste very little color in that. But you talk about there is a way to melt down your prints or your used filament, basically, and remelt it. There are actually some commercial devices out there. So if you have a lot of it, if you're in a if you have, you know, a print farm and such and have a lot of waste, then it's advantageous to do that for a consumer single printer type thing. Not so much because they're quite costly. But it basically grinds down any old filament that you have, and then it will heat it, extrude it, and roll it back up onto a roll. So you got to sort it and all that, so all the PETGs together and all the, you know, PLAs together, so you're not mixing them and things like that. So there is a way if you have the will to do it. Back out over to you, Rick, KC8YVF.
Oh, very good there, Ron. Yeah, my 12-year-old grandson, for his science fair project, that's what he had done. He had developed a tool to go ahead and chop up the filament, to run it through a heater, to extrude it out into something that was reusable. He got good grades for the concept and everything else. The actual thing didn't quite work the way he was hoping it would work, but that's more for him to work at for refinement. He's only 12, so he's doing good. He's heading the right direction. So yes, there is a ton of different 3D printers out there in the market right now. And the reason I stuck with Prusa at the beginning was because they're the only one that had the support that you needed up front. There was no Bamboo Lab or anything of that nature. Bamboo Lab, as far as a pickup plug-and-play printer, you couldn't ask for almost anything better. When I got started, everything was a manual setting to get it to work. You had to get your Z height just right, etc., in order to get the extrusion right. Now with load cells in them and everything else, it's just so much easier to get everything right. So it's come a long ways. The little Prusa Mini I got was a lot of work getting it figured out and so forth. And yeah, I went through some filament getting it figured out. Little frustration and everything else, but in the end, you know, that's the learning curve, and that's what you got to do. And it'll be the same way with other things. You'll get picked up on and so forth that you're going to have to go through that learning curve. So, but you find something, you try it. You know, I've had an anti-cubic and so forth that I ended up giving to my grandson, and, you know, it worked great, worked good, almost. It was almost a plug and play, but They all have their little glitches and little problems. You just got to figure it out.
Yeah, I found the glitches and problems usually are the guy at the keyboard. That's my problem. Not setting things right. But I hear you. You know, it's fun. It's one of those kind of hobbyist things. But I was wondering if these machines that you guys are talking about that do melt it down, like, I wonder if you could create some kind of a kiosk, like in a mall or somewhere where you just, people can come and just dump their filament into it and then, you know, pay $5 and get it to spit out a short reel or something. Still cheaper than buying a full reel of your own stuff, but maybe the profit margins aren't there. Who knows? Anyways, I gotta get going. My daughter's about ready to walk out, so it was a pleasure chatting with both of you. I'll listen for one more round, and then I'll be out. KC8YVF, KD8DOA. This is KD8ABA.
All right, Aaron, good to hear you in here and back on the air again. Good to see you at the anniversary party there. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself in that regard. And, most of the things I got screwed up on my printer was me, the user error. Couple of things, I have a prime tower on the back and doing multicolor, you got a prime tower, and I pulled off the last print, forgot to pull the prime tower off. So I start the next print, and all of a sudden I'm getting errors and all that. I go down, and well, it's kind of like, you didn't take the prime tower off, so the head's colliding with the prime tower, and you get errors in that, or some other thing, run out of filament or something in that regard. But yeah, when I bought the bamboo that, Rick asked me originally when I was asking Fred and Rick, a few other guys, they said, well, what do you want it to do? I said, well, anything and everything. I want a toaster, basically. And that's what it's been, actually. It's been very good. I've ran into very little issues, a couple of issues with the printer that were easily solved. Really no learning curve, nothing. It's my first print came out perfect, and everybody starts out with the little boat, and I didn't. I started out with things much more complex, and it came out very well. So I'm pleased with it. It's been fine, and like I said, I may add to the farm. I just don't know where to put it. I'm running out of space in the basement to add anything more. So between ham radio gear, my music gear, my shop, and the 3D printer, everything's pretty well taken up. So, 73U, Aaron, I'll turn it back over to Rick here. Have a good night. We'll talk to you later. And Rick, over to you.
Oh, very good, Ron. Very good. Yeah, it was started off kind of a wet day today. I haven't checked the rain gauge since the morning rain. But I had a half inch of the gauge this morning. So I had a little bit less than what you had last night on your report last night. But I think I had 0.42. And so with that, roughly the last 2 days, we've had almost an inch of rain. So we're moving along there. The ground's greening up and growing fast from what I can see. I'm going to be having to cut it the first break with the weather.
Yeah, from 7 a.m., I take my measurement at 7 a.m. From 7 a.m. yesterday morning till 7 a.m. this morning, I got 0.75 inches, so 3/4 of an inch of rain in that 24-hour period. Plus what I had the day before. So, yeah, like 0.87 inch, I think I got over the 2 days there. And that. So, yeah, things are going to start to green up a little bit more. I can see it just in the grass driving home, which means I'm going to have to mow it at some point. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be home until Sunday. So I won't have time tomorrow, and it's really not at the point I need to mow it. But sometime about midweek or toward the end, it's going to need it, so I'll have probably a mess when I get home. But, yeah, it's good. We got the rain again. Wednesday's forecast is rain again, but the latest forecast says rain before 7 a.m. and after 2 p.m., which would be great. I'm leaving about 9 a.m., by noon, I will be in Ohio. By 4:30 or so, I should be in just outskirts north of Cincinnati where I'm going. So should be fine there, other than Ohio is going to be very hot. And 95 or above the 6 days, so not going to be fun on the motorcycle with all the gear on. It's going to get warm, unfortunately, but it is what it is. Back over to you, KC8YVF.
Well, that don't sound like fun. You're going to have to go in the welding supply store and get yourself a cooling vest and a couple other of them cooling handkerchiefs you put around you, et cetera, to help keep you down, keep your temperature down.
Yeah, for my helmet, I have one that I wet down that I can put in my helmet, keep the head cool, so that's fine there. I don't have, and I can just take a regular thing to go around my neck. Actually, I've got something someplace. I've never used it. So, jacket I got's all ventilated, so that's fine there. The bike usually keeps me pretty cool. All the plastic on the big bike keeps the heat pretty well away from me, and I have various vents that pull air in from outside, but again, I'm pulling in hot air to ventilate me, but we'll make it by. I've done that before. I spent a week down in Tennessee in 90-degree plus heat. So, but I was a little younger at that, so I handled the heat a little better probably than I will now. But it'll be okay. We'll make it. If not, we will find air conditioning. The other guy I'm riding with, him and his wife, he's 80, she's 81. So they're going to be want to find some cool spots too. We won't be out too much for long periods. So back over to you.
Oh, very good, very good. Just don't push it too hard and take plenty of breaks and stay hydrated and so forth, and that'll help out a bunch. So those cooling vests are nice too, but they might be a little bit too cool with the air going through as you're going down the highway. So, all right. Well, I hear the wife upstairs, so she's home from work, and it was my turn to cook dinner tonight, so I need to get up there.
Uh-oh, you're late then. If she's just getting home and I'm just sitting here at Weiss Center, about to turn the corner and head home. And wife May was making tacos tonight, I guess, so that's what I will have. We'll talk to you later on the net tonight. So, and then I got to try and drop it. I got all the videos to drop off to Tom tonight, so when he gets back, he said he'd give me a buzz. I'll go drop off the video so he can work on that when he wants to. So have a good night, 73. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF with KC8VOA.
Oh, very good. Very good there, Ron. Yeah, I gave him almost, 24.3 gigs of video I gave to him here. The problem is I had a little yellow tin in mine. He thinks he can work that out, but should be good. Other than that, the video was in 4K, so at 30 frames per second, so that should work out well. KC8VOA, 73, we'll talk to you tonight.
KC8YVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Savera Monday Night Net Pre-Net. Taking Pre-Net check-ins at this time. Any station for the Pre-Net, call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, November, KE8AZN, Greg from Beaverton, Michigan.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw, no traffic. Also, I have a poser.
Well, good, Rick, so do I.
KDAZ, Mini Park, no traffic.
Any other pre-net check-ins for the net? Call now. We'll get started in about a minute or so. KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township. Okay, all stations stand by. We'll get started in just about a minute, and then I'll run through the list of the pre-net check-ins at that time. So stand by.
I want to be a pre-net check-in and make more money that way.
Okay, and I'll see you after this.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 75 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron, my call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5. for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations. KB8SWR was an in-and-out station. I have KE8AZN, KC8VOA, KF8GWG, KD8PAZ, and KD8MMH. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I'll take check-ins from those stations that are mobile, on short time, or are in-and-out. Please call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Davin Bay City. I will be in and out. No traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township. No traffic, and I'll be in and out tonight. Ron, thanks.
Okay, I have KE8PCQ and N8EUI, both in and out stations. Any other in and out, mobile or short time, call now.
This is KF8, EVA, Kilo, Boxer, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. Tom and Birch Run, in and out, no traffic, 73, back to the net.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, we picked up Tom, KF8GBA, also is in and out. This time we'll go to Echolink stations. If I have any Echolink stations for the net, please call now. Okay, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, call now.
This is Steve, WEDW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, Frank, no township, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Dave and Bob. Any other regular check-ins for the net? Call now.
NNTN. Doug, Beaver Township.
Okay, Doug, we got you in there. Any other regular check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, let me run down the list as I have it. My in and out stations, I have KB8FWR, KE8PCQ, N8EUI, KF8GBA. Those stations were all in and out. From our regular check-ins, we have KE8AZN, KC8DOA, KF8GWG, KD8PAZ, KD8MMR, or MMH, excuse me, WADW, N8KTR, and N8NTN. Do I have any additional check-ins or corrections for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with the net tonight. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. We've finally got some beneficial rain over the last few days. I got just about 0.87 inches of rain the last couple of days, so that was good. The grass is starting to green up a little bit again, which means at some point I'm going to have to mow it again. It's been a couple of weeks since I've had to do that, so we'll see when that happens. We're supposed to have some rain possible tomorrow, also into Wednesday, so it's a little more chance of feeding the lawn some of that moisture that it desperately needs, as well as the flowers and what's left of the vegetable gardens and things like that. I know Rick has a poser question tonight, and so do I, so I'm going to throw mine out there first for everybody as soon as I find it here, and then Rick will give his. So grab a pencil and paper, at least copy down the names here. This is a multiple choice, A, B, C, D. So this is, who was the first astronaut to operate an amateur radio call sign from space? So who was the first astronaut to operate an amateur radio call sign from space? Was it Larry Basinger, W4EJA, Doug Wheelock, KF5BOC, Owen Garrett, W5LFL, or Tony England, W-O-0-W. So Larry Basinger, Doug Wheelock, Owen Garrett, or Tony England. So who was the first astronaut to operate an amateur radio call sign from space? So we'll get that out there. You guys can answer that if you can. Right now I'm going to go quickly to Rick for his poser, and then we'll start with our regular list at that point. So, Rick, go ahead with your poser.
Well, I think my poser is simpler than yours. What do you like best about the fall season?
Okay, that'll definitely be easier. That's a preference, but I got, like I said, I got a little head scratcher for mine here for tonight to see what you come up with. And no cheating, no looking it up on your phone, because everybody can do that. So if not, make your best guess, I guess, at that point. So we are going to go to the top of the list with KE8AZN, Greg from Beaverton, and then Standby Rick.
Go right ahead, Greg.
Awesome, and thank you so much. This is KEAAZN, and I am going to have to guess. I do not know for sure, so I'm going to say Tony England. That's the best guess I can make right at the moment. Tony England. Back to you. Back to Ned. Thank you.
Okay, Greg, thanks for the guess on it. We'll let you know what the answer is after we get, to, at least after the first round, everybody gets a chance to answer that. Did you want to answer Rick's question? What did you like best about the fall season?
I kind of like the cooling temperatures and the falling leaves, the change in color. That is awesome. I like to be outside and, you know, you got the sights and the smells there. So fall has that particular smell to it. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for that question as well, guys. All right. Back to you.
All right, Greg, no problem. Thank you for your answers. Rick, KCRA VOA. You can get to answer both questions. Go right ahead and stand by, Mary.
Well, I heard who it was, but it's been years ago, and myself, I believe it was Tony England, but that's a guess. It's been too long ago since I've heard. For me, as far as the fall goes, it's the color change for me. I don't care about the temperatures dropping. I prefer they don't, and I do... enjoy the different aroma. So I'm going to say the color change and the change in the fall aroma. And with that, I'm going to turn back to control. KCAVUA.
All right, Rick, no problem on that. So we've got kind of both you and Greg kind of on the same wavelength there as far as what you like about the fall. Next up, Mary, KF8GWG, standby Mini, KD8PAZ. Good evening, Mary.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, I don't think you're back on the repeater again. I did not hear the repeaters sign off. I think you're back on the simplex, which means that I can hear you and Rick can probably hear you. And maybe another station or two, but it looks like you last night you were on the repeater and coming in very well. But go ahead and make one more transmission so I can check with my other radio here. Go right ahead. Try another transmission.
I prefer the fall and the smells of fall, and also not looking forward to the cold, cold, cold. And I have no idea the answer to the first question.
There we go. We're on the repeater there. I heard the repeater release at that point, the kerchunk, as it's called. So very good. You're coming through on the repeater just fine. Yeah, all right. We'll do Mini here, and then we'll do another station break. KD8PAZ, Mini, go right ahead with your transmission. And if you'd like to answer either of the two posers for tonight.
Well, good evening, KD8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the people on here. It's got a good list here tonight, even though we've got four that's in and out, but they're so. Otherwise, I have no idea who the astronaut was, but anyway, as far as fall, I like the little cooler weather, and I'm like Rick. I like the changing colors of the leaves, which they are doing out here already, and I like the smell, and I got over an inch of rain between yesterday and today, probably about 2 inches by now. So anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, yeah, I know my daughter said she got some rain at her house that we did not get here. So, yeah, sometimes just, you know, that distance between here and the Burt area, or in some cases, even with Rick, two streets down, his amount can be different from what mine is, just within 1,000, 1,500 yards or so. So really kind of odd how that happens sometimes. But I know she got more rain than what we did here. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio, Victoria.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio, Victoria. Can I get your name, please?
First personal is Jim, and I'm in Saginaw.
All right, Tim, we will add your name to the list. We'll be down to you shortly. We do two rounds on this net. We'll have the first round. And in this case, we got a couple of poser questions out there. And then we do a 73-round to clean up any questions or any other comments that we have as well. So next up on the list, KD8MMH. Mike, stand by, WADW. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. As far as poser questions go, I'll have to disqualify myself on the astronaut one, because I checked that on the phone before you said don't check it on the phone, so we'll skip by that one. As far as the fall, what I enjoy most about the fall is going to the touristy places up north, or like Greenfield Village, places like that, and not...
Mike, we got basically none of that. We got the first part of it that you disqualified from the astronaut question, and then after that, we got a lot of noise that basically totally wiped out your audio. So I'm not sure exactly what that was there. You might have stepped in front of your antenna. I know it's sitting on top of your refrigerator, so not sure what happened there, or if you're on your battery or your power supply, so... Give me just a short transmission again. Let me see if it changed.
Okay, no, sorry about that. Nope, wasn't in front of the antenna or anything, so not sure what happened or if it was something else with interference there, too. But anyway, is that any better?
Yeah, you're just fine there, so give me a little synopsis of what you said.
The only thing I said was, yes, as far as the fall, what I enjoy about that is going to the touristy places, either up north or like Greenfield Village or whatever, not having to deal with the crowds that you have to deal with in the summer. All your kids are back in school, so the crowds are a lot thinner, and also the weather's a little bit cooler, so you don't have to worry about the heat and humidity and walking around places like that, sweating and everything. It's more comfortable walking around. The other thing I had was an announcement this coming Friday night, September Radio Club meeting. It will be at 7 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport. We'll be in person, and also we'll be starting up the online free conference call meeting also, and I'll be getting an email out either tomorrow or Wednesday reminding everyone of the club meeting on Friday. That's all I've got. Turn it back to you, Ron, KD8MMH.
All right, Mike, yeah, that transmission was perfectly fine, no problem at all. All right, WADW, Dave, you're up next, stand by N8KPR. Good evening, Dave.
Hey, real good there, Ron. KCAYVF, WADW. And the, what I like about fall, not a whole lot, really. Those pretty colored leaves end up on the lawns, and where I am, on my particular lawn, I have a lot of trees, a lot of leaves, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do most of them this year or not. We'll try.
As far as the astronaut, I think it was C, Owen Garrett, is the astronaut that was the first one to broadcast on amateur radio stations from the space station or from space. And we got a little camping in here a week ago and got up to Tawas and that. We got a couple more trips planned. I guess fall time is actually pretty nice because all the kids are back to school and the campgrounds are not quite as bad. So I know Tawas, a lot of kids, a lot of stuff going on up there. That's about all I got. So probably my only one there, Ron. I'll just say 73. Everyone have a good one this evening, and we'll catch everyone down the line. KCAYVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, I got you checked out here, and thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah, that would be one thing, less people in the campsites if you're still going camping, and that will make a good thing. Just one note I read tonight. Tomorrow is the meteorological beginning of fall. So that regard, they said it's not going to feel like it because it's supposed to be like 90 degrees, 89, 90 degrees tomorrow and later on in the week. So it's not acting like fall at this point. We'll get there at some point, but I'm kind of glad we're still at the temperatures. It could be mid-80s or even upper 70s would be fine for me. But, yeah, we're supposed to start fall by the meteorological calendar tomorrow, so Mother Nature isn't quite acting like it. Next up on the list, N8KPR, followed by N8NTN. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everybody on the net. Yeah, the meteorological seasons begin with the first of the month, like you said, September 1st is fall, December 1st is winter, March 1st is spring, and June 1st is summer. That's how they work it. But the question, I picked number 3, Owen Garrett, I believe his name was. Owen's his first name, I'm not sure his last name. Same one Dave picked. I haven't a clue, but I like the name. I like the name Owen, so we'll go with that one. And what do I like about fall? Well, when I was younger, I used to like, well, I still kind of like the fall colors, and I do like the smells of fall. Burning leaves reminds me of my childhood, and even the dead brown leaves, there's a smell to them that reminds me of fall. And but in my age now, I'm just like, I don't really care for fall because it's just a precursor to winter, and I hate winter, so. Then again, I live in Michigan. I'm used to it, but I prefer a little warmer temperature. But I'm not moving. I like it here. Too many disasters around any place else in the United States if you look around. Michigan's pretty calm. What else? Yeah, it's going to get warm out. I got my grass is growing. You know, I still got the dead spots, but I did get, we got some rain late morning, early afternoon here. 0.17, and then over the weekend I got 1.05, so I think it was a total of 1.22 inches over the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So that's pretty good. I'll take it. But back to net, and in good year.
All right. Bob, yeah, I know. That's the only bad part is after fall, we know winter's coming, and I don't think winter is anybody's favorite season, at least at our age. When I was younger and did snow skiing and sledding, tubing, whatever, and all of that, that was enjoyable. But now it's definitely not. I mean, shoveling snow, getting out, and cold temperatures and all that. So that's the only bad part about fall coming is we know winter's not far behind. NNTN, you're up, and then KE8URV. Go right ahead, Doug.
Okay, I'll turn the scanner down first, and it doesn't scream. I'm thinking England, but I can't guarantee that's who it was. And the fall, I like the fall, but I don't like the winter. I don't like shoveling. That's what I said.
Unit NTN.
Talk to y'all later.
Okay, Doug, yeah, that's bad part of it when winter comes is shoveling that snow, and yeah, that's cleaning the car. I don't mind if it stays on the grass, keep it off the roads, keep it off my car. I'm good with that part of it, but unfortunately, Mother Nature doesn't cooperate with what I like, so we get what we get. Next up on the list, KEAURV, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I like the fall weather and that. I grew up in Sheboygan and that, so I've been around the Straits of Mackinac. I even sailed on the lakes for a while and back and forth to the island, worked on the fudgy cups. You know how that is. I do like the color tours. The color tours are fantastic up there. They also got a place up there that's called Night Watch. You can go up there and it's just totally black. It's right up there just outside of Mackinac City, and you can see all the space junk and stuff floating around up there. And as far as I know who the amateur radio operator is, and I should disqualify myself for that because I know that he was on the Columbia, and I can't remember the year, but I know he was on there, and I read a lot about it, so I'll just disqualify myself for that one. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, back to net.
All right, Jim, thanks for joining us tonight. The answer to the question, those that picked Tony England, that is not a correct answer. We didn't have anybody pick Larry Basinger or Doug Wheelock. Those are also not the correct answer. So Owen K. Garrett, W5LFL, was the first astronaut to operate an amateur radio call sign from space in 1983, November-December of 1983, aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia on STS-9, Mission 9. So that was the answer for that poser question. So thanks a lot for raking your guesses here. We'll try and come up with some other ones as we go along, a few more than that. So for me, very busy week. Very busy weekend. Spent Saturday outside putting up a fence back up. My neighbor's fence behind our shed fell down with some wind, or actually part of their fence fell down with wind a few years ago, and they never put it back up. And the one piece of fence that was behind my shed was leaning over basically into my shed almost. So the neighbors were gone over the weekend. It was a perfect time. I was able to basically knock theirs down and put it back up. So that's back up vertical, and everything's fine. I like that fence back there because behind my shed I store my wheelbarrows and a few other things, stuff for my wife's planting and other lawn equipment and that. So having the fence back up there basically hides all of that, so they don't see it, and so other people don't see it from the road or anything like that. So that's a good thing. For me, for fall, fall's my favorite season. Just always like fall, as everybody said, the smell, the cooler temperatures. I don't like the leaves falling. I'm down to one tree, so that makes it a lot better. Unlike DW, as a lot of them, I'm down to one tree in the front yard, so it's not quite so bad to pick up now. So that helps out quite a bit. Also, it's football season. I like to watch football, so that means football season's coming. I grew up playing music and that, marching bands in high school and college, so that means marching band time and those type thing with footballs and that. Well, that's the time. It's also the month of my birthday and the month of our wife and my anniversary, so that also was kind of plays into it, at least for the October. For me, over the weekend, like I said, I did some work outside. Got a few chores done. Saturday, I also cleaned up the motorcycle. Wednesday, I'm headed out to Ohio, down by Cincinnati for 6 days on a motorcycle trip. I'm meeting a friend of mine. It's a motorcycle event called the Eagle Wings Group. Last year, I took a trip down to the Eagle Wings rally. Was down in Fort Smith, Arkansas, so I was down there last year for that. This year, it's a little closer. Down in Sharonville, Ohio, north of Cincinnati. So I'll be leaving Wednesday, coming back late Sunday evening, so be kind of out of town at least for that event. So getting ready for that tomorrow. I will get packed. Everything's ready to go on the bike. I just have to pack my clothes in the bag, strap it to the back seat, and cross my fingers for the weather on Wednesday. Last report is possibility of rain before 7 a.m. and after 2 p.m. Well, that would be fine. I need to leave about 9 a.m. to be able to make it down to Ohio by about 4 o'clock or so. And so hopefully the rain holds off, although I see that the southern part of Michigan, southeast part, is a level 2 threat level for severe storms. So I don't want to have to ride in that. I've been there, done that. I've rode through a tornado, basically a tornado warning before in Ohio. So I definitely don't want to be into that situation again. That's never any fun on a bike. So with that, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
KAKCI, Jeff in Oakley.
All right, you made the end of the first round here, Jim. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we just wanted to check in and been out busy, but I guess you guys went to the astronaut, and yeah, I had Tony Ingram, so I guessed wrong. Fall season, pretty much hunting wildlife, harvesting. I mean, harvest is always good. Family get-togethers for that, so that works out good. So colors, you know, it's just fall. There's lots of stuff out there. But other than that, it's been some beautiful weather, and yes, we got almost an inch of rain over here since yesterday, so we'll take her. But other than that, we are heading north Friday morning, bright and early. So we'll be up to Cedarville, up to UP for, I think 10 days. I'm not sure yet. So we'll see. When you're retired, you don't have to worry about when and how. So I guess we're going to stop in Burt Lake on the way up and stay there over the weekend because it is Memorial Day. So we'll get away from all the tenors and everything that way, and then we'll travel up to probably the Brimley area, and then we'll head back down. So other than that, that's it for me. So we will send it back to Net Control. Okay, Casey, I will be clear.
All right, Jeff, no problem. Yeah, get away while you can before harvest season comes, and then you're a busy guy again getting all of those things done and stuff put away for the winter. All right, next we'll go back to the 73 round here. To the top of the list, we're going to go back to KE8AZN Greg, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Greg.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And, yep, I guessed wrong. It was Owen Garrett. That is awesome. All right, so I wish everybody a fantastic evening. I did get a chance to mow the grass today. It got a little bit of water, so it took right off. So it was brown before, now it's green. All right, so I'm going to wish everybody 7-3, and we'll talk at you next week. KE8AZN, back to net.
All right, Greg, thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah, kind of amazing how a little bit of rain, and all of a sudden everything is brown, and within a day or two, it's all back to green again, so sometimes it doesn't take much of Mother Nature's rain, at least. I can water all day with the hose and really not do anything, and Mother Nature can do more in 10 minutes than I can with a whole day of water out of the hose. KC8VOA, you're up next, Rick. Stand by, KF8TWG. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, Ron. And, yeah, I'm going to have to get the mower out here in the next couple days. I know that for sure. The grass is up high enough it needs to be cut now. It greened right up. I did prime it with water here a couple days ago, so it shouldn't have taken much to help finish greening it up. So that'll be one of my chores to get done. I think I'm going to help the son out this weekend. He's doing a deck, and we will try to get that knocked out. Hopefully the weather will hold off and be nice. So, with a little luck, that means I should be able to make Friday night's club meeting. So, looking forward to seeing people there. And I would say 73. Everyone have a wonderful night. KC8VOA.
time if you make it to the meeting on Friday night. Depending on where I am Friday night, I may try and get in on EchoLink, either on my phone or on the tablet, so I'll have to wait and see what we're doing that night with the events for the that are happening that evening and such. And unfortunately, my grass will need to be cut about midweek when I'm not here, so by the time I get back on Sunday, I'll probably have a mess to clean up. So hopefully not too much. Hopefully it doesn't grow a whole lot. But, yeah, it doesn't take much sometimes. All right, Mary's up next, KF8GWG, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Mary.
Good evening, this is Mary, again, KF8GWG. Not too much to say. Of course, I had no idea who the astronaut was. All I can say is I have a little garden this year. I have lots of herbs. Mint, rosemary, basil, lots of different things, chives and lettuce, and this has been the best year for my garden ever, and it's all in container gardens. Other than that, I'm not sure what else I am allowed to say, other than if you will tell me, Ron, that I can or cannot say it. I'm wondering if anyone knows anything about solar generators. Other than that, I have no questions or no other comments, and I will be 73. This is KF8GWG.
All right, Mary. Yeah, good on the garden itself. I know I've planted a garden out back. I've got a very good turnout so far of my peppers and that. I didn't get to my green peppers. I didn't really eat them. So right now, basically all of the peppers in my garden, about 12 plants, are all red peppers. So they're coming real good. I got some small edible peppers, a little sweet peppers as well. Take the work and eat. I've got my cabbages are doing well. My Brussels sprouts are doing pretty good. Hopefully those continue to grow. Cucumbers are gone. Tomatoes are kind of at the end here. I still have a few plants that are kind of hanging on, a few plants that are done with. I'm really surprised my zucchini are still going. I've got blossoms on it, and zucchini are still growing. And normally I plant two zucchini because usually one dies and the other one gives me enough. And I planted three this year, and all three are doing well still. So go figure on that one. We still got gardens, still pulling stuff out of there. My wife just the other day took a whole bowl full of tomatoes out of the garden. So we're still got those. So fine business on that. And as far as solar generators, yeah, a lot of people can probably help you on that. I have a small one that I have. Other people I know have got bigger ones, so that's fine.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Couple of things that we stay away from on the air, religion and politics. Those usually are no-nos because that gets some heated discussions one way or the other. So we kind of stay away from those hot buttons. So anything ham radio related, 3D printer, any electronics, any gardens, any weather, anything like that are usually fair game. So no problem on any of those. Next up on the list, KDAPAZ, and then I'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yep, you're right about that. No religion, no politics. I know every now and then I get into it with my sister-in-law, but her and I pretty much agree on the one person. So other than that, nothing else going on. I'm working on my puzzle. And, Ron, you have a safe and fun trip. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
Well, thank you very much, Minnie. Yeah, I'll get to go out and play. Unfortunately, I got to take I-75 all the way down, so I'll get to play with the traffic in Ann Arbor and Toledo and Dayton. And then luckily, I don't have to get into Cincinnati. I'm about 10 miles north of that, so still got some congested areas. I looked at the map. There's about a dozen spots that are under construction, so I'm going to have some slowdowns. And unfortunately, the weather is not going to be fun. Temperatures for Cincinnati area, a low of 95, a high of 99
for the 6 days, basically. So it's going to be hot, and when I ride with all the gear, so I have ventilated gear, so I'm going to be take as much advantage of that, but I would rather see 75. 75 is my perfect temperature for the bike. I can ride with all the gear, stay cool, and it's enjoyable. So 99 degrees Wednesday outlook when I get down to Cincinnati area. Not looking forward to that part of it, but it's supposed to be about 90 up here, so it's not going to be a whole lot better here. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Debt. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on to KD8MMH and then standby NAKPR. Good evening again, Mike.
Okay, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Ron. As far as Mary's question on the solar generator is kind of a misnomer. It's a marketing scheme. A generator is actually something that uses gas or something that's actually generating power. A solar generator is actually, basically, it's a combination of solar panels and a battery storage unit. Depending on the size of the solar panels, the watts that the solar panels are putting out, and the amp hours of the battery storage is what's going to determine how long it lasts. I've got a small Jackery power bank, which is basically just a battery. I think it's probably maybe just like a 12 amp hour, 12 volt battery in there, and then I can plug maybe 100 volt solar panels into that to charge it, and that will last for a few hours. Up, I think it's like 200 watt. 120 volt output on it. But other than that, there's, like Ron said, you can go anywhere from, you know, $200-$300 for a small one that'll get you by for a few hours, thousands of dollars depending on the battery capacity and the solar output array. Anywhere from a small little, maybe 20 watt solar panel, a foot square, up to, you know, 500-600 watt panels of, you know, multiple square feet of solar panels. So that's about all I've got on the solar quote-unquote generator. Other than that, like I said, Friday night club meeting. Hope to see everybody out there at the airport for Friday night, in person and also free conference call online. Other than that, that's all I've got. We'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. With that, we'll turn it back to Net Control. KD8MMH, back to you, Ron, and thanks for doing the net tonight.
All right, no problem, Mike. Mike, check your mic. It may be you were scratchy on that one at periodic times. It's almost like your mic cable might be loose either at one end or the other, because it was kind of like you might have been moving the mic, and as it was, I could hear it scratch go in and out and in and out. So you may want to pull your mic, reseat all the connections, put it back in. I have to do that on this radio. Every once in a while, it will do that, and I'll hear it back through the audio on the radio. So the connections get dirty or something, so I'll have to pull the connections and reseat them, and then usually it takes care of the problem. So you may want to check that one out. And, yeah, with the, as they call the solar generators, that's exactly it. They're battery packs, and Jackery is one. I have one for one of my HF radios that's a 300-watt, and I have a 120-watt solar panel for that to keep that radio running. And they work as backup generator, as if you want to call it that. They're a battery generator. kind of bad use of the terms, I guess. But, yeah, they run anywhere from, you know, a few hundred dollars up to thousands of dollars, depending on the size of that battery and the output. Mine is 300 watts. I've seen, you know, 900, 1,000, 1,500, 2,500 watts. And they're saying, you know, you plug your sump pump into them or something like that. So, yeah, good for backup for doing certain things. It's obviously not going to run the house or anything in it, so good to back up your radios, good to back up maybe a sump pump for a period of time. Not really for, they kind of say for refrigerators, freezers, and that. Got to be a big one, and it's going to eat those up, the battery up pretty quick on them. So it's kind of depends on the purpose that you're looking for to the size that you want to get, but I think several of us have them and use them for various purposes. So, good idea. They're out there from a variety of vendors and that, so check into them. All right, next up on the list, Dave was out, so we're NAKPR's up next, and stand by, Doug. Good evening again, Bob.
This is NAKPR. Well, Ryan, you have a safe trip from one biker to another. Be aware. Always leave yourself an opening. And hopefully you have fun. I know you have fun. You know, if you're on a bike, you're going to have fun. Maybe maybe a little hard on your soul, especially that heat. I know last time you went to Arkansas, it was hot out, too. But you went through that, you made it through that, you can make it through this. So enjoy yourself. And really nothing else to add. I may cut the grass tomorrow. Part of the yard's pretty tall, you know, where it gets some shade. Parts where it's sunny all the time. Yeah, it's still brown spots in it, but I think somebody said the other night, even the weeds stopped growing, which is rare. They're still green, but they're not growing. But I think that's it. I'll turn it back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net run, and again, safe travels. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
All right, Bob, thanks a lot. And, yeah, we will watch for the idiots out there. Like I said, I wear all the gear, and I've got most of my gear is cool, you know, ventilated and that for that, even my the riding pants and that I use when I'm out on the highway. And between me and the bike, about 1,100 and some odd pounds, it's a big beast to handle, but it works very well on the highway, so... It's made for that, and it cruises very nice. So set the cruise, sit back, relax, listen to the stereo, and we'll make a go of it. So, all right, N8NTN, you're up next. Stand by KE8URV. Good evening again, Doug.
Good evening, everyone. And this is
Jeff
watching the other idiot. Other than that, I've got solar panel that will go with my camper, but it only does 100 watts. And if you're staying someplace off the grid, and you get yourself in the sunshine, it'll keep the batteries up, you know, a couple of days. It doesn't know how much you do. And I pay mine. If you want the microwave or something like that, you got to turn the radiator on. Good evening to all. Nice holiday. Thank you. And 8
NTN. All right, Doug. Thanks for checking in tonight. Yeah, I've got a 60-watt, I think it's about a 60-watt panel. Got to look at it here. I haven't used it in a while. That I have for the camper, so if I am roughing it, and don't have power, then I will throw that solar cell up on, hook it up to the battery, and throw the solar cell on it, and that works very well. And for that purpose, and then like I said, I got a 125 watt folding panel. It actually folds up into like a briefcase. It's about the size of a briefcase size wise, but thinner. And so the panels fold out on that, and that works along with that little. As they call it, solar generator, and that'll run that my little 20-watt radio for quite some time with that. It's the solar cell charges the battery quicker than I can eat it up with the radio, so it usually stays ahead of the game pretty good. So nice to have for backup communications. Next up on the list, KE8URV, Jim, standby KAKCI. Good evening, Jim.
KE8URV. Yeah, hey, thanks for letting me check in tonight with everybody, and it's always my pleasure. And that, I'll see everybody Friday there on the, you know, for the meeting and that. And, yeah, I really like the fall weather up here, and that was pretty neat. And I did have to disqualify myself on the astronaut there because I didn't know who that was. But other than that, you be careful on that bike on your little trip there, and I'll be heading up north here before too much longer, just so I find out if the, when the salmon are in the river, because I'm going to be taking off to do a little salmon fishing up that way. There in Sheboygan, right there below the dam. So you guys have a good one, and it's always been my pleasure. K8URV, back to control.
Well, thanks, Jim. Yeah, you be careful there. And, oh, yeah, salmon. Oh, yeah, good stuff. A friend of mine used to have his wild game party down in Flushing, and he'd have all the guys out to his barn, and whatever they shot, caught, whatever it was, they'd bring it to the party, and we'd get a keg of beer, and everybody would bring whatever else. So we would sit and eat wild game, and we would drink whatever we were drinking, and then he had a shotgun range, skeet range out back, so we'd go shoot the shotguns and that. But one of his uncles walked in one time with a 4-foot cooler and had four of these salmon that the tail was sticking out one end, the heads were sticking out the other end, and he had about a 6-foot grill made out of a couple of the 55-gallon drums, so his uncle would throw those on the grill with his special sauce and the best eating with this salmon. I don't know what kind it was, but it was most wonderful thing. Every year we look forward to him to bring those salmon and fillet those things and throw those on the grill. Yeah, best stuff, that's for sure. KAKCI, and we'll be at the bottom of the list here. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, guys, and yep, fresh out of the old lake is the best for any fish, but good memories. But, and again, yep, safe trip. Watch out for all the other, you know, idiots that are out there. But stay alert. That's the main thing on the bike. You know how that works. So other than that, rest of you guys, I'll have a good one, and I will... You never know. If I can get on Echolink, you never know what's going on. We'll be somewhere in Burt Lake, but we could be on Burt Lake. We could be sitting on the side of Burt Lake. You just never know. So other than that, everybody, 70 degrees. This is KCI, back to net control.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, you never know with Echolink. I talked to three guys fishing on a lake in Ireland on Echolink. So you never know what you're going to get sometime. I connected to a repeater, and I get three guys fishing on a lake. We had a short queue, so one of the kind of the oddball things that you can get off an Echolink sometime. So yeah, I might try and get on Friday night, depending on what they've got going for the event and how, you know, what they're doing and how I'm feeling. I may be wore out and be in bed by then. I don't know anymore. It used to go a lot longer. But, yeah, you got to watch out for the idiots out there. Between the two bikes, I've got 115,000 under my belt. So it's been good so far, and I plan to keep it that way. So, all right, we're at the end of the list here. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec. Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
All right, Mike, you got in at the end of the 73 round. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Ron. I've been listening along. I was busy doing some other stuff, but to answer the question, my favorite thing about fall is actually the temperature change. You know, all winter you freeze your butt off, and then you look forward to summer, and then summer comes, and it roasts you. And this summer wasn't too bad, but I get tired of being in the air conditioning, and my absolute favorite is having the windows open in the house, let that cool breeze blow through, so you're not running in the air conditioner all the time. Solar generators. I have I've got Blue Eddy battery brand. I've got a small lithium ion, a small lithium polymer, lithium ion, you know, the LiFePO, and then a larger LiFePO based solar generator, and then I have two 120 watt panels to go along with it. You realistically get a, you know, maybe 75, 80 watts out of each of them. But I like it just as a backup in case the power goes out. I also have a generator just in case, but that's all I got. 7-3. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. KFA EDQ, back to net.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, Mike, thanks for checking in tonight. And yeah, they're good for a backup. They're good for camping. Good for, for POTA, SOTA type of activations, all of that. Good for those little battery units and solar cell units to be able to keep your radios and other small appliances and things running. And I think most of us have got regular generator, gas power generators as well. So I know I've got a few of them around the house for the house backup, other backups, the one that I take for field days and things like that. So nice to have around just for the emergency side of it. Do I have any other announcements or rechecks for the net?
TCVOA.
VOA recognized. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were talking about what you can say and what you can't say on amateur radio. You can't do any business on amateur radio, but you can sell ham-related items on the radio. And I believe tomorrow night, maybe Greg can confirm this, and I don't know the exact time, but the West Branch Internet Club has what they call a net that they sell items on the first Tuesday of the month, I believe. And I think that's tomorrow. If not, Greg can correct it if he's on there. KCVOA.
Okay, Greg, you got any comment of that if you're still on there, KE8AZN?
Yeah, this is KE8AZN. I can confirm that Tuesday night there they do have a kind of like a little net going on there. They share the equipment. I believe that happens at 8 o'clock there in the evening. Just in case, I believe it's 8 o'clock. So other than that, there's a couple of swaps coming up, I understand. So September 19th there, they have a swap, the West Branch Net there. And then there's a swap up going on up there in Gaylord, I believe, the following weekend. So I think the Gaylord swap is going to be much bigger, and the connector guy will be there. I always enjoy, because it always seems like I need a connector or two. All right, so this is KE8AZN, back to net. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg, for the information, and thanks, Repco, for bringing that up as well. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 16 check-ins. Great net tonight. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. This is KC8YVF Clear.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.